Is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf of this project?
First of all, thanks for letting me speak tonight. My name's Jamie McLeod. I live at 719 Shady Rapids Road. I'm right at the tip of where that corner where the land starts. And the thing for me is it's really about the precedence that this will set for our street that we live on. I've sat here tonight and listened to a lot of that as far as the precedence that was set. And a lot of our neighbors, you know, we enjoy where we live. We choose to live where we live because it's away from the hustle and bustle, from the tourism. And, you know, that kind of means a lot to us. I can see why someone would want an Airbnb on our street. It's just gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's a dead end. It's a great location. I've never met Amber, and my thoughts have nothing to do with her or her endeavors. I can respect anybody wanting to start a business, but it's really about it's setting a precedence for a nightly rental. And you kind of have to see it not just from today. You kind of have to see the precedence from 5 and 10 years down the road. I see the one just before us and all those precedents from all those other nightly rentals. And so that's what we're trying to keep our natural habitat and our natural environment and away from the hustle and bustle, you know, from when we get home from work. We looked and searched too, you know, when we wanted to live somewhere away from that type of environment. So, you know, the neighbors should have a right to continue to live our lives in that environment as well. Again, my thoughts aren't directed to her. It's because that's the street I live on. And that's a street that a lot of my neighbors live on. And we like that it's quiet. It's not a big road, to be honest. It's not, definitely not a double lane road. So, you know, heavy traffic additional, you know, would be a struggle, I think. But again, we enjoy our environment. There's lots of properties that have approved nightly rentals, and I encourage that for people. But, you know, we would just like to keep our street, our residence, our neighborhood. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that was going to speak for this project? Is there anyone else that's going to speak against this project? Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add to it? Totally up to you. You're more than welcome to come back up if you want to.
I would like to add that if it were, I do understand the neighbor thing is a concern, and that is, that's my main concern, the compatibility thing that the board stated seems odd. But my main concern would be peace with the neighbors and doing everything that I can to make that. And I think that with a permit that has regulation from the county, it's easier to have that set up and makes more sense. But it is my heart to maintain peace with my neighbors. I live in the area. I love the area. I've lived there my whole life. And I try to approach everything I do with excellence. I tried to research this, and I'll do the same for the project if it does get approved. So.
All right. Thank you.
I agree with Mr. Persinger. This is not going to affect this neighborhood at all. And it's not going to set a precedent. I don't think that we could look forward to changing the neighborhood into nothing but nightly rentals. That's my opinion.
Can I hear your comment one more time about, did I hear correctly, you said compatibility should not have been an issue in this?
Well, if you got a special use permit, it doesn't transfer the property. It doesn't change the use of the property. It just gives that individual, without transfer of ownership, the ability to have an nightly rental for that purpose, for the special purpose use. And compatibility is the land use can be replaced from the
property. We have seen
changes hands because of the intent. Whether it's special use or special use permit. That's why the home on the way is with special use. You know, I feel like that should be included personally. Now, land use changes are different. That building is based on that. And it transfers the ownership of the property. You don't know what land use is going to be. A special use permit, if she isn't there operating, then that goes away.
Goes away, yeah. You see that? I'm just having trouble jumping away from that.
That's a big difference.
Well, you know, the challenge we have here is we're faced with the same situation we run into over time was there an error made by the planning and zoning? You know, and the planning and zoning commission made a motion to deny this application based on the general compatibility with no other nightly rentals in the area. And it does make it challenging.
We never hear what they say.
Yeah, exactly.
We have
no
ability to look into their decision.
Yes. If there were no other nightly rentals, but if there were no neighbors that also objected to it, or if there were no objections, then exactly. If they're, you know, because we do have a neighbor that does have an objection, regardless if there are other nightly rentals. If there are no other nightly rentals and there were no neighbors that have an objection, then I wouldn't see a problem with it. But now we have a neighbor that does object to it. And a precedent has not been set at this point. Although if we did, then we would have the precedent set. once you start and allow a nightly rental, then you can allow another, and that precedent's been set. But,
yeah. Well, and that's where we fall back into the errors. I mean, it all had to start somewhere. You know, so it's just a hard deal. It's just, in some, you know, how do you make a fair decision here versus the ones we just heard? You know, and how do you compatibility here versus Jones Road?
Yeah, I hate to open a can, but the fact that, that we deny a permit to someone that's trying to do the right thing, when we can't know how many of these things are operating close by that are flying under the radar. And that makes it especially difficult because you don't know. But the question is, did they make an error? Based on what we know of compatibility.
Sorry, we've already closed it. Well, there is a big difference in this area versus Jones Road. There's very limited traffic in this area. I was on this road not too long ago, and I know that area. It is a narrow road, but it is a quiet road. You know, so. But then, is there a limitation of if you build one, next thing you know, there's 14 on there? You know, so I don't know. So I mean, that's something to take into consideration too.
Yeah, I don't know the planning commission's. I mean, they didn't cite that as a reason for why they're denying this. I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, I think it would be different if I were on that commission and I'd heard the arguments. I could say, oh, this is why. It was, you know, I may have said it's a good place for a nightly rental, but based on what we've heard, was there an error made? I'm of the mindset no, and it's not that this isn't a good applicant. It's not that this can't be reapplied for when there are better guidelines.
So
therefore, I would make a motion to deny appeal number 20-09A. We're going to learn word on this, though.
Okay, so
I will have to second that motion because I don't believe that there was an error made.
Okay. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, 4-1. You know, and I guess I'm, as long as I'm not out of line here, I mean, that's a lot that's going to change after this moratorium, so it's not all lost hope. There's a lot of hopefully some direction we can all have to make this easier for everybody. So, that's just kind of feels like that's where we're at right now. So, all right, we're going to move on to 20-10A.
Okay, case number 20-10A. On December 14th, 2020, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit Number 2036 request by White Oak Ventures to allow the expansion of Thunderhead Cottage Phase 2 to add 26 to 30 cabins for their resort rental to be located at Lakeshore Drive and Waterview Drive, Ridgedale. Applicant Darlene Bird is seeking to appeal and reverse the approval of Division 3 Permit Number 2036, authorizing the expansion of this Thunderhead Cottage Phase 2. Applicant's reasons for the appeal are as follows. 1. The Planning Commission made a motion to move the application number 2036 to the first of the meeting. 2. And if approved and the resort was allowed to add cabins, then the following are the concerns of the neighbors. A. Burden to personal safety. B. Burden to property safety. And C. Burden to surrounding natural environment. So the location down Lakeshore, and I'll zoom out on Beacon to give you an idea. This is all part of Big Cedars properties. You have to go down Devil's Pool Road, go around the end of the cove, take this road all the way out to get to this. There's a gate here. So local traffic can only get to this point. They can't get past this point. And here was the submitted drawings. And I think this was in your packet. So if staff recommendation, if the Board of Adjustment would approve the appeal of Division 3 Permit 2036, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. 1 would be the Planning Commission's approval of Division 3 Permit 2036 decision of record shall be reversed and considered null and void. And 2, a decision record shall be filed with the Taney County's Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. I do have one more slide. There was a packet with signatures on a petition, which those are all, the addresses are highlighted in yellow, except one that was at Emerald Point, which is 4 or 5 miles north of here. This area was approved in 2014 for additional cabins, so this area already has that approval. We just had to do the Division 2 permits, but the expansion area of these lots that relate back to here is the area that seeking the approval. Since we don't have the traditional zoning in place yet, or they would rezone those lots, they had to seek approval to build the expansion of the resort in that area. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Darlene Bird, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to address the board this evening. I'm here on behalf of the many landowners in Ozark Paradise Village, also known as Oakmont Community Neighborhood. It is our desire that you would consider our evidence regarding the actions of the Planning Department, events at the December 14th, 2020 Planning Commission.